my first impression when I went to this university was very positive. The person I spoke to just made me feel completely at home because he said, well, I started as a mature student and that's what I wanted to hear. He asked me about my experience so far and treated it as though it was something important, something worthwhile talking about and interesting. And then he gave me a chance to prove myself, although I didn't have the conventional qualifications, to prove myself by doing a written piece of writing, and which gave me access to the course. Quite pleased because I felt I was intelligent enough to get onto a course, but not educated enough. I didn't have the certificates to prove it, and this was my chance to do so. I've no way of knowing, really, to be honest. Yeah, I've nothing really to compare it with, but I imagine that obviously with the engineering, those sort of sciences, you do need to show that you've gone through the steps. Yes, I can imagine there would be a difference, yeah. My course is like a general introduction to socio-economic, political, even psychological studies. And as you go through from one year to the next, you can concentrate more on the areas that you find you're interested in. But you don't regret having done other areas which you weren't particularly fascinated by, because it's building blocks and you build on the last one before you go on to the next one. I found it really hard work fitting. I think six subjects in one year is quite a lot to fit in. It'd be nice if it was just five, perhaps, but that's life. The deadlines are really hard work, but I suppose you've got to have them, so that's okay. And I chose to study full-time, so I can't really complain. I find the university itself a rather alienating environment. In the library, it's difficult to concentrate. There are always people chatting, letting doors bang, and so on. It's mostly minor practical things like the long two buses journey that I have, and the fact that there's nowhere to base yourself. You can't make yourself a coffee, you haven't got a room of your own, not even a locker. You have to carry everything there and back every day and pay 82 pence for a drink, like a shopper going round town. You can't find anywhere to have a nap if you're tired, and I love catnapping. It just revives me instantly. Study rooms get really hot. The food canteens are not as good as I'd expect, but it's great. I could stay all day reading in the libraries. That's a fantastic resource. There's just so much there, and I think of it as an archive. As time goes on, the more and more, the older stuff gets more and more important, the fact that it's still there, because if you compare it, for example, with the internet, there's loads of stuff on the internet, but it's all pretty current. The old stuff isn't necessarily being archived. It can just be switched off. Lack of grassroots involvement, choices and accountability. Altogether, you're treated more like a consumer than a participant, but with no customer services hotline. You're very much following a series of chosen paths, like levels in a computer game. The choices are just which subjects, not fundamentals like where, when and how to study. It's not a democracy. It's an institution. It's not what I'd expected coming from the voluntary sector, where every organisation is run by a committee that the grassroots can contact, can appeal to. You can even put yourself forward to join the committees. And student union is just not the same. To me, that's like being invited to be a critic in the audience, not to have a share in running the show. Here they asked for one student rep from our group, just one. Why not all of us? Why not an open forum meeting every few months to feed all our comments, big and small, through to the management? Why not a suggestion box at least? Where's the annual report to students? Where's the accountability? It was a surprise to find my course entirely full of 18-year-old white kids. They all look the same. I must be less than 5% mature students, which is a shame. The youngsters are so docile in the classroom, like sheep. They never challenge anything. They just don't know loads of stuff like recent British history, politics. Of course, it's easier if you've lived through it, but I don't think some of them even listen to the news. I feel sorry for anyone just studying the national curriculum. The mature students have mostly got kids. Like me, I've got teenagers. Some also work, have other activities. Some are even doing other courses at the same time. They know how to push themselves. Even so, a lot feel unconfident with the university. They just don't get what's required of them, at least for the first year. I was a mentor when I started my second year for an adult in her first year. She said I really helped in lending an ear and explaining basic things. Mentoring's a really good system. I wish I'd had one when I started. Cooperative work, teamwork, committee skills. The whole emphasis is on developing you as an individual. You will become a researcher, not a team. We're also carefully told how to avoid plagiarism, that people are afraid to actually work together. In fact, university doesn't teach teamwork in general. It could. In reality, there are vital committee skills some graduates won't come across till they get to the workplace, making them look naive. I mean, practical things like meetings, having agendas, minutes, standing orders, and so on. In the voluntary sector, I'd been used to organisations having good, well-worked-out policies and procedures which are publicly available documents. Here, the nearest we got was one session on ground rules at an introductory course, which was never repeated, reviewed, or built upon. Valuing experiences, using skills, and building self-esteem. Something I got from training as an adult trainer was an appreciation of good methods of bringing out what people already have as a starting point for education. Lectures are obviously pretty much one way, but seminars don't have to be. I was taught to be a facilitator, not a teacher, with the idea that the group works together towards a result. The process of doing this is educational. It builds up self-esteem because everyone contributes. Their input is valued. Their previous experiences in life and skills and attributes in group work come out. There's no time for that here. Seminars are mostly just tutors trying to get kids to talk about what they've understood from the text of some great intellectual man who's probably dead now. Perhaps that's just in social science, I don't know. Social justice, rights, respect, equality and diversity, all these things are central to the objectives in the voluntary sector. I'm sure they are here in the mission statement for the university, but the reality is different. The staff seem to be 100% white. I'm on a course which must be about 98% white. Why aren't people screaming about that? Where are the anti-racism posters around the place? It's as if no one wants to stir up agitation for a change. One good thing is that here in working class South Yorkshire, the university does open its library doors and other facilities to everyone, although it doesn't make a point of advertising the fact. Perhaps they think that would cause trouble. Perhaps they're not proud enough of the community-focused part of the mission. Activism, forums, notice boards. I was expecting university to be a hive of student activities like it perhaps was in the 1960s, but it's not, as many people have said. The student societies are, to say the least, not high profile. This is a shame because it's such a learning experience for people's skills trying to organise something. One reason is that there are so few lively open notice boards where activities can be advertised. The few existing notice boards are glass covered. It's not obvious if they're for student use, and people secretly try to slide notices through the glass where they just stay there for months curling up. Split between several campuses, there's no feeling of a sort of open forum for stalls. It's as if a vital resource is missing. True engagement with the community. Before I started at university, I had 7 years or more with credit unions, which is part of the voluntary sector. It has its own culture, perhaps, but it has good principles and tools which are used. Principles like diversity, equality, cooperation, mutual respect, rights and social justice, user management and community management, local provision and grassroots basis, and a critical awareness of power structures. Democracy, self-esteem building and capacity building, accessible facilities with childcare when necessary, environmental awareness, accountability, and sustainable progress. Useful tools include the use of ground rules for meetings, experiential learning, valuing people's own experience, avoidance of jargon, and good policies and procedures. The Hallam Volunteering Project has an impressive track record, and it's obviously a step in the right direction. It gets students out of the ivory towers or out of the pub and into the community for some real life experience. But I wonder how this impacts on the organisations they work with. There is such a thing as institutional memory, and I wonder whether they're having a good or a bad experience with student volunteers in those organisations. The local voluntary action organisations could advise on this, but I never heard much about Hallam volunteering when I worked in the voluntary sector. It may be a false impression, but they seem to come for one-off projects and then go away to write up their experiences. For the full-time volunteers and clients and others in the voluntary sector, it must feel a little bit like being experimented on, I think. I'd like to think that students could be pre-prepared with an idealistic, visionary, missionary statement in their minds about the voluntary sector. Perhaps a course on community work, its principles, its forward-looking ideals. The voluntary and community sector is historic. It's immense. It's something Britain should be proud of. If this vision met the hard reality of imperfect organisations, over the years, something would rub off for the organisations as well as the students, and it would be a two-way learning experience. There are many hard-working development workers in most fields who would be grateful to show the ropes and get some real help from student volunteers if they came along with some grounding like this. The vision I would have of being a self-directed learner would be spending hours in the library and hours on the internet looking things up. With the guidance of an essay title, perhaps a list of resources that are recommended, website links, books by key writers on the subject, but not an open brief, definitely working towards an agreed or a set title and writing an essay about that. Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice to have a completely free hand in setting an objective and working in an open-ended way to collect data, yes, definitely. The nearest I've come to that type of experience is in the final year dissertation. But even that is within, you have to choose within a certain subject area, and then within that you can almost, by negotiation, choose your own title for the essay, the piece of work. I think I find it quite liberating to be released from the confines of writing an essay. An essay, it's rather like, well, I suppose that's the whole discipline of it, it's narrowing your thoughts and your words down to 1,500 words, certain format, very strict. Yeah, that's difficult. It's an art in itself, but I'd much rather be doing something open-ended, given the freedom and flexibility to determine the limits myself. Yeah, I've seen people walking around with cameras, with questionnaire sheets. It seems as though I'm guessing, I might be wrong, but it seems as though they're following year after year the same pattern. So I imagine that cohorts of students come around every year and ask the same passers-by the same series of questions. In the first year or two of university, you're certainly following orders, like following a worksheet or following what you've been told to do. In my particular field, I'd like to be more in contact with other people discussing working on the same areas. I think I like websites, and I'd like to think, for one example off the top of my head, that I was working to a cumulative sort of website where we were each contributing pieces of work in the areas that we're interested in, which would build up as a resource over several years, so that new students could come along and be shown this website, look at this as a resource and contribute and discuss with the people currently working on this website. That's just one idea. Other things that make studying interesting would be student publications, which were not reviews of pubs and bands and so on, but on the topic. So perhaps if the university had a tradition of contributing to the journals, there's a massive, massive range of journals which are great to read and very intellectual, and some universities, I think, have this tradition of contributing, and I haven't seen anybody at undergraduate level making a contribution, and you can do it.